The June 2024 Seven Sisters Communique. Anchoresses, please pass this communique on to group members. A seven sister, one holy hour, one priest, each week, one heart of prayer. In a beautiful picture of a vintage engraving of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Universal Apostolate Recommitment Prayer Gatherings in this month of June. On or near the Solemnity of the Sacred Heart, June 7th this year, anchoresses, please contact all members of your group to review your plans. Commitment prayer, English and Spanish, is on the website under the Prayer tab. Greetings to dearest sisters in Christ as we enter this month wholly dedicated to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. We might say, and rightly so, that it is our month. Our roots lie here. Our annual renewal is rekindled and invigorated here. Our commitments, now echoing across the globe, are mystically united by the Sacred Heart itself. Yes, love himself tutors us and challenges us toward an impassioned generosity of prayer offerings for priests and bishops. This month is aflame with graces to strengthen our call as seven sisters. Depictions of the Sacred Heart often show licks of flames at the top. Some, as in this vintage engraving, encircle the entire heart. St. Margaret Mary Alacoque, from the 17th century, received this now familiar symbolism through a private revelation. Jesus specifically mentions flames. My divine heart is so inflamed with love for men, and for you in particular, that, being unable any longer to contain within itself the flames of its burning charity, it must spread them abroad. Seven sisters imitate Christ in a burning heart of love for priests and bishops. A growing number, also in imitation of Christ, seem compelled to spread abroad like fire this work of love within the apostolate. Our Lord's intense love indeed comes to meet us, desiring to exchange our limiting, stony hearts for his unsparing, burning with love heart. This is not the first time God associates himself with fire. Sacred Scripture connects fire with the essence of divinity. Consider that God revealed his name to Moses in the midst of a burning bush, a bush that, although on fire, was not consumed. Some theologians link this to the incarnation, where God assumes human nature without his divinity destroying the humanity. Scripture also discloses God as guiding the Israelites in the daytime via a column of cloud and at night by a column of fire. We learn, too, of flames raining down from heaven that consumed the sacrifice of Elijah, who later rises heavenward in a divinely fiery chariot. In the New Testament, Jesus reveals his heart to a great crowd gathered. I come to cast fire upon the earth, and would that it would already be kindled. Luke 12, verse 49. After Christ's earthly departure, the Holy Spirit emerges at Pentecost as tongues of fire. Acts 2, verse 3. Fire, fire, fire. While some symbols and even scripture-given titles express one person of the Trinity more than another, fire expresses them all. Christ's heart of flaming love can serve to deepen our Trinitarian life and Trinitarian love. Devotion to the Sacred Heart unfailingly leads us to the Eucharist. Love for the Eucharist leads us to God's infinite love depicted by the Sacred Heart. This seems God's brilliant course for us in this apostolate. Love himself calls us and shows us how to broaden our love. Seven sisters beseech love for the other from the other. In our holy hours, we encounter Christ, the one for whom we pray, and each other in that heart ablaze with love. Fire enkindles fire. Our prayers share that gift of fire with those the Lord has given us to love. Every sacrament is an effect of Christ's love, but as St. Bernard reminds, The Blessed Sacrament is the love of loves, the amor amorum. Jesus gives himself as love. Scottish-born Father Richard Nielsen, who died in 2016, seems to speak directly to the heart of our call as Seven Sisters, which is inseparable within the Sacred Heart. I quote, "When devotion to the Sacred Heart is recommended, what is being recommended to us is the gift of our entire self to Jesus, soul and body, thoughts, feelings, words, actions, joys, sorrows. Jesus came to light a fire on earth. Fire purifies, gives light, communicates, unites. Such is the blaze of divine love devotion to the Sacred Heart enkindled in our hearts. The heart of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament feeds the flame of our love for the Lord, burning from us the dross of self. Thus, a fire we thirst for souls as he does, becoming his dedicated emissaries among the men and women of our day, so many of whom neither know him nor love him." Unquote. We walk with our Lord and we rest with him. Let our hearts burn in both places as we together take on the mantle of prayer for our shepherd brothers in Christ. Sacred Heart of Jesus, burning with love of us, inflame our hearts with love of thee. Amen. United in prayer, fasting, and mission, that our prayers may find the heart of every bishop and priest, eternal gratitude continues as you each remember to offer a wee Hail Mary for me every day. One Ave Maria makes hell tremble, St. John Vianney. Pray that I will not spoil the beautiful work that God has entrusted, St. Teresa of Calcutta. Your kind emails and notes and phone calls and generous support always arrive to my heart door at the right moment. Your financial sacrifices are for 100% furtherance of the apostolate. Thank you. The letters of testimony are so beautiful and edifying. What glory is given to God through your writing. Eternal gratitude is mine for you. Be assured of my continued daily prayers for you at the altar. Signed, Jeanette Howe, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Phone number 651-283-0929. Address 43 Nord, N-O-R-D, Circle Road, St. Paul, Minnesota, 55127. And an email address, sevensistersapostolate@gmail.com. Spell it all out. And this is Ann Manthe. This isn't Jeanette. Now for the newsy part of the communique. Seven Sisters in and out and about. Heartfelt welcome. New groups that registered in May to cover more priests and daily prayer. Additional groups in Africa, Cameroon, Eastern Europe, Ukraine, our new country, and in these USA states, Alabama, Arizona, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, Illinois, Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, North Carolina, North Dakota, Ohio, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Virginia, Washington, and Wisconsin. Our sure and steady mission in every diocese of every country, let no shepherd be left behind. Recent, and ahead on the calendar, gratitude to Guadalupe Radio Network in North Texas for conducting and airing an apostolate-related interview. Then there's the link to the segment within the newsletter. A follow-up is promised. Gratitude to Maria A., Teresa W., and team for organizing a splendid day of reflection at St. Thomas Becket in Fort Worth, Texas, on May 4th. Finally attended with stirring opening remarks by Father Boleyn, pastor. More gratitude to Father G. Coulter, 25 years a priest, for invitation and hosting Let's Talk Roses, an overnight retreat at Our Lady of Good Counsel Retreat House in Waverly, Nebraska, on May 10th and 11th. In even more gratitude to a generous couple sponsoring a Seven Sisters booth at the Star of the North Eucharistic Congress in Bemidji, Minnesota, on the 17th and 18th of May. 3,200 people in attendance. Continuous action and joy at the booth. Upcoming events. Saturday, June 1st, an informational open to others and recommitment prayer at St. Ambrose in Woodbury, Minnesota. Jeanette will give a short reflection. Contact Colleen with questions. Her email address, davis8811@yahoo.com. Another, to see on EWTN, At Home with Jim and Joy. The topic is Seven Sisters on June 5th and 6th. Joy is a Seven Sister. Next, Saturday, June 8th, in the Archdiocese of Dubuque, Iowa, at St. Columbkill, Dubuque, celebrating 10 years of the apostolate there. Morning event includes Mass, reflection, testimonies, and lunch. The topic, Heaven's Blessings for the Priest and Prayer. Father David Schatz, seminary rector, is the keynote. RSVP Leon at rberge@msn.com. Next, Saturday, June 8th, Archdiocese of Seattle, Washington, the second annual event there. This will be held at the St. Michael Parish West Side Chapel in Olympia, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. The topic, At the Feet of Jesus, a Holy Wasting. This includes Mass, lunch, adoration, reflections, and fellowship, a priest panel, talks by Jeanette, Michelle, and Holly. For information, contact Holly at sevensistersseattle@gmail.com. You spell it all out. The next event is Saturday, June 29th. In the Diocese of St. Cloud, and it will be held at the St. Anthony Parish in St. Cloud, an annual reflection and renewal gathering from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., the topic, Thy Will Be Done. Speakers are Diane Hansen, Father Matthew Crane, and the cost is $15, and please RSVP to Carrie. The email address, sevensistersstcloud@gmail.com. sevensistersstcloud@gmail.com. Or call her at 320-253-1692. The last event listed, Saturday, June 29th, Women's Day of Retreat, and the Holy Spirit Church in Creston, Iowa, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., includes Mass, lunch, reflections, make and take. The topic, let's talk roses. Roses all around, rosary, titles, apparitions of Mary, St. Rose, and St. Therese. Jeanette will offer reflections. Contact Virginia at vagularhayes@gmail.com. Now, matters of the heart. These are comments and emails and letters written to Jeanette. The priest we pray for offered a private mass for our Seven Sisters group. He personalized his opening remarks and homily, addressing us as a bouquet of roses in the church and his powerhouse of prayer and support. Thank you for this wonderful apostolate. It is a breath of joy. From Karen of South Carolina. From Stacy in Kansas. My mom in Minnesota is part of a group there, and I've admired what she's shared about it. So when the opportunity presented itself here, I jumped at the chance. From Nancy in Illinois, I am blessed and honored to have first heard about Seven Sisters many years ago on a Catholic podcast and discerned to get it going in our parish. Wow, the apostolate has grown so much in the past years. God has really been anointing this effort. I remember when not all 50 states were covered. Another from Jen in Minnesota. A little tidbit. I dressed up as St. Margaret Clitheroe when I was in a young adult group around the year 2000. I made a door out of cardboard, hung it on my front, cut a portal to sea, and put paper rocks atop. So imagine my joy seeing she is a patroness of the movement. In our building projects here on the farm, I keep finding places to build priest hideouts. She's infiltrated my way of thinking. Another from Mary in Alabama. A friend and I were praying for a way to pray for our priest. We asked the Lord to show us. An article in our archdiocesan newspaper appeared about the apostolate. I immediately emailed the contact. Then we witnessed our priest begging for prayers during their homilies. The Lord led us. Another from Brooke in Missouri. One of my closest friends told me about this apostolate, and I had a keen interest to look into it. This could be a beautiful way to support our priest and live in sisterhood. And the last from Doreen in Nebraska. I heard about the apostolate listening to Beacon of Truth on Spirit Catholic Radio. A caller mentioned she was in a group and the prayers were helping their priest. The idea of it spoke to me. The seven came together quickly. One member is having rosaries made for the seven sisters, all black beads, with the first bead being white as a symbol of the priest's collar. What an awesome idea. Impressive logo pennants are available. The elegant Eucharistic design and beauty on both sides speak perfectly of our work. Go to www.fontofgrace.com. That's FONTOFGRACE.com and click onto Apostolate in the top right. Font of Grace owner Seven Sister Jean M. offers a seventh pendant free, the least expensive of the seven, if all pendants are purchased at the same time. Pendants need not be the same. Sterling silver or 14 karat gold, with or without a diamond, a portion of the sales go to the Apostolate. Elijah's Helpers. Intercessors in this group are dedicated to offering holy hours for priests in various forms of crisis. No names are known. These are special hours for special circumstances and carry special supportive graces. It is growing. Please consider this vital, hope-filled offering for our priests. All inquiries to Nancy at elijahhelpers@gmail.com. I'll spell that out. elijahhelpers@gmail.com or cell 612-756-1107. She will help. And the Appreciated and Loved Quilt Project, a double cloaking for retired priests, Seven Sisters Prayer and a Quilt. The priests love both. To learn more regarding a single quote for a retired priest, or how to get this started in your diocese, contact quiltsbysevensisters@gmail.com. quiltsbysevensisters@gmail.com. Fasting Brothers is growing. Groups of men offering various forms of fasting to augment the prayer efforts of a seven-sister group. Each man prayerfully discerns the type of fasting he will offer and commits to fast a designated day of the week, excepting Sunday and solemnities. Our chaplain strongly urges formation of these groups. Form is on the website for the Fasting Brother Leader to register. Lamp-bearers. Lamp-bearers, so named for their action of continually filling of their lamps with the oil of prayer, was launched to pray for the apostolate at large. Each intercessor offers prayers every day for the apostolate. Intentions are gleaned from topics and calendar points in the monthly communique and also sent to members on the second or third Sunday of the month. Additional intercessors are welcomed. Inquire through the website. Seven Sisters Guideline Booklets, available as free download from website. Hard copies passed on for printing cost of $2 each plus postage and handling. Order through web email with amount desired with your address. Seven Sisters Trifold Brochure, effectively used in parish pamphlet stands with your pastor's prior approval. Adoration chapels, retreat centers, bags and packets for women's conferences, retreats, women's clubs, Sarah clubs, or simply handing out. These are available on the web as a free download. Recommend printing on 80-pound silk for the best printing results. May also order through the website. Indicate your address, quantity, 50 cents each, or 25 for $10, plus postage and handling, available in English and Spanish. Also, the Seven Sisters Trifold Litany for Priests, beautifully printed on 100-pound silk, a bit thicker than brochures. Original artwork, inspired by the Diary of St. Faustina by Seven Sister in Minnesota. Litany by Richard Cardinal Cushing, 50 cents each, or 25 for $10, plus postage and handling. Remembrance of those seven sisters who have passed. We want to remember those seven sisters in name and in prayer who have gone before us to their eternal rest. Visit the website. Click on About folder and scroll to bottom. Choose In Remembrance. Follow the prompts. Or you may submit info via the website email. Please check the site monthly for additions and to pray. Priest who has passed to eternal rest. If the priest for whom you pray has entered eternal life, the group may be led to continue to pray for a length of time for the soul of that priest. Perhaps a novena of holy hours or the offering of holy masses for the priest. You will know. Some groups have or are offering holy hours for an entire year for their beloved deceased priest. Groups may be started following the death of a priest that did not have a group prior. This is commendable and welcomed. Please register those special groups through the website. Spanish translation of the communique. Posted and archived on the website, the translation link is sent with every communique. Commitment Prayer Guidelines Booklet in Spanish on the website are a free download. Anchoresses, please pass this communique on to your group members. Visit the Apostolate website today at www.sevensistersapostolate.org, spelled out www.sevensistersapostolate.org, and please like our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/Seven Sisters Apostolate, and in Spanish, www.facebook.com/apostolado7hermanes-11292171062-0881. God bless you.